ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ, අපි මේ වෙලාවේ ඔබට ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න සූදානම් වෙන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂය සමගාමී පාඩමක්. විශේෂයෙන් 6 ශ්‍රේණියේ සිට 9 ශ්‍රේණිය දක්වා දරුවන් උදෙසා තමයි අපි මේ පාඩම ගෙන එන්නේ. අද විෂය කරුණු සාකච්ඡා කරන්න අපි ආරාධනා කළා අනුරාධපුර ශාන්ත ජෝෂප් විද්‍යාලයේ සඳමාලි ඉලංකෝන් ගුරුතුමියට සහ අනුරාධපුර සංගිලි කනදරාව මහාවිද්‍යාලයේ දුලානිද සිල්වා ගුරු මහත්මියට.
Good evening dear children and all. We hope that grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 children are ready for their lesson today. I'm Miss Dulani De Silva.
I'm Miss Sandamalika Ilangakon.
Today also you have some new friends here. Hello children.
Hello teacher.
We warmly welcome you all for our program today. ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ, අදත් අපි ඔබට අලුත් පාඩමක් කියලා දෙන්න සූදානම්. මුලින්ම අපි අද වැඩසටහනට සම්බන්ධ වෙන ඔයාලගේ යාළුවෝ ටික අඳුනගනිමු. Please introduce yourselves to us.
I am Manuga Tehan Amarakon. I study at St. Joseph's College, Anuradhapura. I am in grade 9E.
My name is H.M. Pansidu Labdul Hera. I go to Central College, Anuradhapura. I am in grade 8.
There's another friend. He is ready to sing songs for you today. What's your name, son?
I am Sasun Sitnuka Disanayaka.
What's your school and what class are you in?
My school is Anuradhapura Central College. I also study in grade 8.
My dear children, get ready for today's lesson with a pen and a book. Dayabara duwe puthe, දැන් පොතක් සහ පෑනක් සූදානම් කරගෙන පාඩමට සවන් දෙන්න. Collective nouns. It's our third lesson. You can write down the topic. COLLECTIVE. Collective. NOUNS. Nouns. Collective nouns. Now, get ready to listen to a story. My dear children, you have to find a list of collective nouns in this story.
Okay, teacher, we'll try.
Listen carefully and write all the collective nouns. Yesterday, I went to meet my granny. She lives in a beautiful village. It is somewhat far from my house. Mother gave me homemade a jar of cookies, a bottle of milk, and a fresh basket of fruits. I set off early in the morning. First, I passed a forest of trees and went along a narrow footpath. I saw a colony of ants. They were gathering food. I felt sorry and gave them all my cookies. Then I met a band of musicians. They were thirsty. I gave them my bottle of milk. Oh, there was a troop of monkeys crossing the path. I shared my basket of fruits with them. Oops. I had nothing to give my granny now. I started crying. Then someone shook my shoulders. Are you still sleeping? Oh, it's my mom. Get ready to go to granny's home. Luckily, it was a dream. Okay, children. Now, listen to it again. Manuka, you can read it.
Yes, teacher, I can. Yesterday, I went to meet my granny. She lives in a beautiful village. It is somewhat far from my house. Mother gave me homemade a jar of cookies, a bottle of milk, and a fresh basket of fruits. I set off early in the morning. First, I passed a forest of trees and went along a narrow footpath. I saw a colony of ants. They were gathering food. I felt sorry and gave them all my cookies. Then I met a band of musicians. They were thirsty. I gave them my bottle of milk. Oh, there was a troop of monkeys crossing the path. I shared my basket of fruits with them. Oops, I had nothing to give my granny now. I started crying. Then someone shook my shoulders. Are you still sleeping? Oh, it's my mom. Get ready to go to granny's home. Luckily, it was a dream.
Okay, listen to it again, children. Then complete the list. Yesterday, I went to meet my granny. She lives in a beautiful village. It is somewhat far from my house. Mother gave me homemade a jar of cookies, a bottle of milk, and a fresh basket of fruits. I set off early in the morning. First, I passed a forest of trees and went along a narrow footpath. I saw a colony of ants. They were gathering food. I felt sorry and gave them all my cookies. Then I met a band of musicians. They were thirsty. I gave them my bottle of milk. Oh, there was a troop of monkeys crossing the path. I shared my basket of fruits with them. Oops, I had nothing to give my granny now. I started crying. Then someone shook my shoulders. Are you still sleeping? Oh, it's my mom. Get ready to go to granny's home. Luckily, it was a dream. Okay, Sasun, Manuka and Lakdul, one by one read the list of collective nouns you found in the story. Children, you also can read your list. Sasun?
A jar of cookies. A bottle of milk.
Okay, read it again, Sasun.
A jar of cookies. A bottle of milk.
Lakdul?
A basket of fruits and a forest of trees.
Okay, read them again, Lakdul.
A basket of fruits and a forest of trees.
Manuka?
A colony of ants, a band of musicians.
Read them again, Manuka.
A colony of ants, a band of musicians.
Okay, thank you, children. Check your spellings. A jar of cookies. Jar, J-A-R. Cookies. C-O-O-K-I-E-S. A bottle of milk. Bottle. B-O-T-T-L-E. Milk. M-I-L-K. A basket of fruits. Basket. B-A-S-K-E-T. Fruits. F-R-U-I-T-S. A forest of trees, forest, F-O-R-E-S-T, trees, T-R-E-E-S. A colony of ants, colony, C-O-L-O-N-Y, ants, A-N-T-S. A band of musicians, band, B-A-N-D, musicians, M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N-S. Okay, children, can you tell me what are collective nouns? Adaraniya duwe puthe monoda me collective nouns kiyanne? Api singhalen kiyanne samuha nama pada kiyala. Can you tell me, children?
Yes, teacher. A group of people, animals or things.
Very good, Manuka. Say it again.
A group of people, animals or things.
Children, you all can write down. A group of people, animals, or things. A group of people, animals, or things. Group, G-R-O-U-P, people, P-E-O-P-L-E, animals, A-N-I-M-A-L-S, things, T-H-I-N-G-S. Now, can you write the list of words you wrote under these headings? Then, ඔබ ඉහතින් ලියූ වචන ලයිස්තුව මෙම මාතෘකා යටතේ ලියන්න. Number 1 people මිනිසුන්. Number 2 animals සතුන්. Number 3 things දේවල්.
May I tell teacher?
Okay Laktul. Children, you can check your list.
People, a band of musicians.
Okay.
Animals, a colony of ants.
Okay.
Things, a jar of cookies, a bottle of milk, a basket of fruits, and a forest of trees.
Okay, Laktul, read them again.
People, a band of musicians. Animals, a colony of ants. Things, a jar of cookies, a bottle of milk, a basket of fruits, and a forest of trees.
Thank you, Laktul. I think now you all have an idea about collective nouns. When people, animals, or things are in a group, we can use a special word to name or to describe it. It is called a collective noun. Listen to it again. When people, animals, or things are in a group, we can use a special word to name or describe it. It is called a collective noun. මිනිසුන්, සතුන් හෝ දේවල් සමූහයක් ලෙස සිටින විට හෝ සමූහයක් ලෙස සලකන විට එය හැඳින්වීමට සමූහ නාම පදයක් යොදා ගැනීමට පුළුවන්. As examples, look at the keys in our houses. We keep many keys together by using a tag. We can call it a bunch of keys. උදාහරණයක් ලෙස ඔබේ නිවසේ ඇති යතුරු ගැන හිතන්න. අපි යතුරු කීපයක් එකතු කරලා යතුරු කැරැල්ලක් ලෙස භාවිතා කරනවා. The English word is bunch. B-U-N-C-H. Bunch is the collective noun. We can use some collective nouns with several things. සමහර සමූහ නාම පද පොදුවේ විවිධ දේවල් හැඳින්වීමට යොදා ගන්න අවස්ථා තියෙනවා. We can take the same collective noun. A bunch of keys, යතුරු කැරැල්ලක්. A bunch of grapes, නිදි පොකුරක්. A bunch of bananas, කෙසෙල් ලවරියක්. Let's write down these collective nouns. අපි දැන් මේ සමූහ නාම පද ලියාගමු. Children, you also can write down these.
Okay, teacher.
A bunch of keys. A bunch of grapes. A bunch of bananas. Let's read them aloud.
A bunch of keys. A bunch of grapes. A bunch of bananas.
Let's write some more examples. මෙවැනි පොදුවේ භාවිතා කළ හැකි තවත් සමූහ නාම පද කීපයක් ලියාගමු.
Okay, teacher.
Herd. H-E-R-D. Herd. A herd of elephants. අලි රංචුවක්. A herd of elephants. A herd of cattle. A herd of cattle. ගවයෝ රංචුවක්. A herd of deer. A herd of deer. මුව රැලක්. Can you please read them, Anuka?
Okay, teacher. A herd of elephants. A herd of cattle. A herd of deer.
Do you know the word cluster?
Yes, teacher. A cluster of people.
Yes, Sasun, you are correct. Nowadays, we often use this word. මේ cluster කියන වචනය මේ දිනවල නිතර භාවිතා වෙනවා. එය පොකුරක් යන අර්ථය ගන්නවා. Let's write down. A cluster of people. Cluster, C-L-U-S-T-E-R. C-L-U-S-T-E-R. A cluster of people. මිනිස්සු පොකුරක් නැත්තම් සමූහයක් කියන අර්ථය ගන්න පුළුවන්. A cluster of flowers. Especially like ehala. Ehala mal pokurak. A cluster of flowers. A cluster of spiders. A cluster of spiders. Makuluan samuhayak innakota a cluster of spiders kiyanna puluwa. Okay, Lakdul. Please read them again.
A cluster of people. A cluster of flowers. And a cluster of spiders.
Children, are you tired of writing?
Yes, teacher. Let's listen to a song.
Okay, Lakdul. Today, Sasun is ready to sing a nice song, Happy Wanderer. Listen to it well. අද සසුන් සූදානමින් ඉන්නවා Happy Wanderer කියන ඉංග්‍රීසි ගීතය ගායන්න. මෙම ගීතයෙන් කියවෙන්නේ විවේක වේලාවක සතුටින් ඇවිදින්න යන කෙනෙක් ගැන. While listening, you all can do something. Write a list of things he meets in the environment. If you like, you can draw. While listening, you all can do something. Write a list of things he meets in the environment. If you like, you can draw. මෙම ගීතයට සවන් දෙන ගමන් ඔබ මෙම පුද්ගලයා පරිසරයේ දකින දේවල් ලියන්න. ඔබ කැමති නම් පින්තූර අඳින්න.
I like to go a wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to swing my knapsack on my back. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, ha 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 ha, Valerie, Valera. My knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera, ha 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 ha, Valerie. Valera, come join my happy song. I wear my hat to all I meet, and they wave back to me. All blackbirds call so loud and sweet, and every greenwood tree. Valerie, Valera, Valerie. Valera, ha 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 ha, Valerie, Valera, from every greenwood tree.
Wow, very nice. Thank you very much, Sasun.
You're welcome, teacher.
My dear children, can you tell me a list of things he saw when wandering? Dayabara Daruvane, obata kiyanna puluwanda me lame ævidinne yadi dekapu deval?
May I tell, teacher?
Yes, Sasun.
He saw a flock of birds.
Very good. Manuka?
He saw a range of mountains and a forest of trees.
Lakdul?
He saw clusters of flowers, some flocks of sheep, some gaggles of geese, some clouds of insects, and some herds of cranes.
Lakdul, please read them again.
He saw clusters of flowers, some flocks of sheep, some gaggles of geese, some clouds of insects, and some herds of cranes.
Thank you, Lakdul. Can we pluralize collective nouns?
Yes, teacher, we can pluralize.
Okay, Manuka, you are correct. Now I am going to tell you how to pluralize collective nouns. Are you ready to write down? දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, අපි මෙම සමූහ නාම පද බහුවචනෙන් ලියන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා බලමු. We can pluralize the collective nouns like this. අපට මෙම සමූහ නාම පද මේ ආකාරයෙන් බහුවචනයට හැරවීමට පුළුවන්. නාම පදයේ අගට s, es හෝ is එකතු කිරීමෙන් සාමාන්‍යයෙන් නාම පදයක් බහුවචනයට හරවන ආකාරයටම මෙයද බහුවචනයට හරවන්න පුළුවන්. As examples, a bunch, bunches. A bunch, bunches. B-U-N-C-H-E-S. A bunch of flowers, bunches of flowers. A bunch of flowers, bunches of flowers. A herd, herds. H-E-R-D-S. A herd of deer, herds of deer. A herd of deer, herds of deer. A team, teams. T-E-A-M-S. A team, teams. A team of players, two teams of players. A team of players, two teams of players. Let's listen to them again. A bunch of flowers, bunches of flowers. A herd of deer, herds of deer. A team of players, two teams of players. Okay, children, now when I read the singular noun, pluralize it and tell me.
Okay, teacher.
A bunch of flowers.
Bunches of flowers.
A herd of deer.
Herds of deer.
A team of players.
Two teams of players.
Thank you, children. Now, Miss Sandamalika will continue the lesson.
Alright, children. Your Dulani teacher has already explained you what collective nouns are, and they are different types with meanings. She has given you a nice collection of collective nouns too. Shall we just recall what you have studied with Dulani teacher? So, I would like to ask one of our students here with us today to read the list of collective nouns which are connected with people. එහෙනම් දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැන් නැවතත් මතක් කරගනිමු ඔබ ඉගෙනගත් පුද්ගලයන් හා සම්බන්ධ වන සමූහ නාම පද එකතුව. මම කැමති අපේ අද වැඩසටහනට සහභාගී වීමට පැමිණි ශිෂ්‍යයන් තිදෙනාගෙන් එක් ශිෂ්‍යයෙක් පුද්ගලයන් හා සම්බන්ධ සමූහ නාම පද ලැබස්තුව අපේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම් වලට සමන් දෙන අනිත් දුවදරුවන්ට මතක් කරලා දෙනවා. Yes, Manuka Puta, will you take your turn and present the list of collective nouns for people to our listeners?
Yes, teacher. I like to read it to our friends. Collective nouns for people. A cluster of people. A group of people. A band of musicians. An army of soldiers. A choir of singers. A team of players. A gang of thieves, a party of friends, a crew of sailors, a board of directors.
Very good. And thank you very much, Manuka.
You are welcome, teacher.
Next, I would like to invite Pansindu Puta to read the list of collective nouns connected with animals to our listeners. Darwane, then api hondin savan demu. පන්සිඳු පුතා ඔබට ඉදිරිපත් කරන සතුන් සඳහා භාවිතා කරන සමූහ නාම පද එකතුවට. Yes, පන්සිඳු පුතා, can you start?
Collective nouns connected with animals. A herd of elephants. A herd of cattle. A bunch of ducks. A flock of sheep. A crowd of insects. A herd of cranes. A school of fish,
a flock of birds, a swarm of bees, and a litter of kittens.
It's very clear and nice. Thank you, Pansilu.
It's my pleasure, teacher.
How nice you are. Finally, let's pay our attention on the collective nouns connected with objects or things. Yes, Sasun, will you present your list of collective nouns to our listeners?
Collective nouns connected with things. A cluster of flowers. A bunch of flowers. A bunch of grapes. A range of mountains. A forest of trees. A pair of shoes. A bunch of keys. A pack of cards. A library of books. A comb of bananas.
Excellent, Sasun Phutat. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, teacher.
Dear children, we all have studied the lesson on collective nouns well. So let's try to practice them in sentences. ඔබ මේ වෙන විට හැමෝම collective nouns පිළිබඳ ඉතා හොඳ අවබෝධයක් ලබාගෙන ඉන්නේ. ඉතින් අපි උත්සාහ කරලා බලමු කොහොමද නිවැරදිව collective nouns වාක්‍යවල යොදාගන්නේ කියලා. මෙහිදී අපි හොඳින් මතක තියාගත යුතුයි ඒක වචන හා බහුවචන සමූහ නාම පදවල වෙනස. ඒ වගේම විශේෂයෙන් භාවිතා කරන වාග්මාලාවන් පිළිබඳව. We have to keep in our minds about the singular and plural form of collective nouns and also the special vocabulary which are used for different persons, animals and things. Manuka, can you please make a sentence using the collective noun a team of players?
Yes, teacher, I will. A team of players practices for the football match every day.
Repeat, please.
A team of players practices for the football match every day.
Very good. Please use the same collective noun in plural form, Manuka.
Two teams of players are practicing well for the final match.
Very good. Okay. Can Pansindu Putta construct a sentence using a choir of singers?
Sure, teacher. I will try. A choir of singers sings songs sweetly.
Repeat, please.
A choir of singers sings songs sweetly.
What about its plural form, Pansindu?
Three choir of singers sing beautifully at the party.
Repeat.
Three choirs of singers sing beautifully at the party.
Very nice. You're so clever.
Thank you, teacher.
You're welcome. All right. Sasun Phutta, you will use a collective noun, a herd of elephants, in a sentence. Are you ready for it?
Yes, teacher. I'm ready. I saw a herd of elephants at Vilpattua National Wild Park.
Repeat, please.
I saw a herd of elephants at Vilpattua National Wild Park.
Well done. How do you use that same a herd of elephants in plural form?
Teacher, we can say there were many herds of elephants near Mineria Tank.
You're very smart indeed.
Thank you, teacher.
All right, Manuka, you can make a sentence with a gang of thieves.
Teacher, can I say like this?
Yes, go on.
The policeman caught a gang of thieves last night.
Repeat, please.
The policeman caught a gang of thieves last night.
Yes, you are correct. How do you make it in plural form?
The policeman arrested all the gangs of thieves yesterday.
Very good. Okay, Pansindu. You can construct a sentence using a pair of shoes. Are you ready with it?
Yes, teacher. I bought a pair of shoes.
Oh, then what is the plural form of a pair?
Teacher, is it pairs?
Yes, it is. Please use it in a sentence.
My brother brushed 4 pairs of shoes.
You are correct. And you did it well. Okay, the last chance is for you, Sasun. Can you make a sentence with a flock of birds?
All right, teacher. I will try. A flock of birds is flying in the sky.
Very good. Repeat the sentence.
A flock of birds is flying in the sky.
Very good.
Teacher, may I tell you a sentence using its plural form?
Yes, of course.
There were flocks of birds near the lake.
Very nice. Repeat the sentence, please.
There were flocks of birds near the lake.
Thank you very much. Okay, my dear listeners, you all could hear very clearly how your friends have used the collective nouns both in singular and plural forms in sentences meaningfully. We should be very careful when we use the two forms, singular and plural forms of collective nouns in sentences. If you use a singular collective noun, the verb is also should stand in singular form. In the same manner, if you use a plural collective noun in a sentence, its verb should be in plural form. I will read the sentences which your friends have constructed using both singular and plural forms of collective nouns once again. Dabara duwe pute, mama dan namata varak, ube yahaluan, visin ekavachana ha bahuvachana valin yut. සමූහ නාම පද භාවිත කරමින් ගොඩනැගූ වාක්‍ය කීපය ඔබට ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න. Number 1. A team of players practices for the football match every day. A team of players practices for the football match every day. Number 2. Two teams of players are practicing well for the final match. Two teams of players are practicing well for the final match. Number 3. A choir of singers sings songs sweetly. A choir of singers sings songs sweetly. Number 4. 3 choirs of singers sing beautifully at the party. 3 choirs of singers sing beautifully at the party. Number 5. I saw a herd of elephants at Vilpattua National Wild Park. I saw a herd of elephants at Vilpattua National Wild Park. Number 6. There were many herds of elephants near Minneriya Tank. There were many herds of elephants near Minneriya Tank. Number 7. The policeman caught a gang of thieves last night. The policeman caught a gang of thieves last night. Number 8. The policeman arrested all the gangs of thieves yesterday. The policeman arrested all the gangs of thieves yesterday. Number 9. I bought a pair of shoes. I bought a pair of shoes. Number 10. My brother brushed 4 pairs of shoes. My brother brushed 4 pairs of shoes. All right, children. Now you all might be a bit tired. So let's listen to a nice song to refresh your minds. Sasun Sitnuka is going to sing a song for us. Let's enjoy the song.
Collective nouns. Collective nouns. Collective nouns is a group of people or things. A collective noun is a group of people or things. Like a football team, a swarm of bees, a herd of cows, a forest of trees, a flock of birds, a pack of cows, a school of fish, a pile of chocolate, must collective nouns. Collective nouns. Collective nouns needs a group of people or things. A collective noun names a group of people or things. Like a gaggle of geese, an argument of wizards, a litter of kittens, a lounge of lizards, a squad of soldiers, a library of books, a nest of vipers, a parliament of rules. Collective nouns.
I think you have mastered well about different collective nouns and their different structures. So let's try to apply what we have practiced so far in another language activity. I'm going to give sentences with blanks. You can complete the blanks using the given collective nouns. Daruvane obata dan hissan samaga vakya kīpayak labā dena. Me hissan walata galapena collective noun ekak oba thora liviya yutuy. Manuka, Pansidu and Sasun also can take down the sentences. Okay, children, are you ready to write with your pens and books?
Yes, teacher.
First of all, I will read the words for the blanks. Please write them down. Dwepute palamuvenma api hissan sadaha yoda ganna collective nouns vachanamalawa liya ganimu. Number 1. Bunch. Bunch. B-U-N-C-H. Bunch. 2. Flocks. Flocks. F-L-O-C-K-S. Flocks. Number 3. Band. B-A-N-D. Band. Number 4. Swarm. Swarm. S-W-A-R-M. Swarm. Number 5. Groups. Groups. G-R-O-U-P-S. Number 6. Brood. Brood. B-R-O-O-D. Brood. Number 7. School. School. S-C-H-O-O-L. School. Number 8. Comb. Comb. C-O-M-B. Number 9. Pack. Pack. P-A-C-K. Number 10. Crowd. Crowd. C-R-O-W-D. Number 11. Army. Army. A-R-M-Y. Number 12. Crew. C-R-E-W, crew. Okay, children, now I'm going to dictate the words for the sentences. Get ready to write them down. The blank. Blank yani putala histhana kiyana adhasa. The blank of soldiers marched over the hills. The blank of soldiers marched over the hills. Number 2. A large blank of people gathered at the meeting.
a large blank of people gathered at the meeting. Number 3, there is a blank of wolves lives in the jungle. There is a blank of wolves lives in the jungle. Number 4, Malani gave her mother a blank of flowers. Malani gave her mother a blank of flowers. Number 5, the blank of musicians played very well at the concert. The blank of musicians played very well at the concert. Number 6, the blank of sheep are grazing grass in the field. The blank of sheep are grazing grass in the field. Number 7, the ship has a blank of 100 sailors. The ship has a blank of 100 sailors. Number 8, 2 blank of boys are playing a cricket match. 2 blank of boys are playing a cricket match. Number 9, I saw a blank of dolphins in the sea. I saw a blank of dolphins in the sea. Number 10, mother bought a blank of bananas. Mother bought a blank of bananas. Number 11, a blank of bees attacked the children. A blank of bees attacked the children. Number 12, my father has a blank of chickens in the farm. My father has a blank of chickens in the farm. Alright children, I will repeat the sentences. You can check, correct or write down if you miss some words or sentences. Due pute, mema vakya siyallama mama navata varak obata kiyawannai hadanne. ඔබට යමක් සටහන් කර ගැනීමට අපහසු වුණා නම් හෝ මඟ හැරුණා නම් මේ අවස්ථාව ඒ සඳහා ඔබට උදව්වක් වේවි. Number 1, the blank of soldiers marched over the hills. Number 2, a large blank of people gathered at the meeting. Number 3, there is a blank of wolves lives in the jungle. Number 4, Malani gave her mother a blank of flowers. Number 5, the blank of musicians played very well at the concert. Number 6, the blank sheep are grazing grass in the field. Number 7, the ship has a blank of 100 sailors. Number 8, 2 blank of boys are playing a cricket match. Number 9, I saw a blank of dolphins in the sea. Number 10, mother bought a blank of bananas. Number 11, a blank of bees attacked the children. Number 12, my father has a blank of chickens in the farm. Dear children, now we are going to discuss your answers for the blanks. The blank of soldiers marched over the hills. Manuka, what's your answer for the first blank?
Teacher, it is an army.
Yes.
an army of soldiers. Repeat the whole sentence.
The army of soldiers marched over the hills.
Yes, Pasindupuda. Will you read the second sentence with the announcer?
A large crowd of people gathered at the meeting. A large crowd of people gathered at the meeting.
Very good. Okay, Sasun. What's your answer for number 3?
A pack of wolves.
Yes, there is a pack of wolves lives in the jungle. All right, Manika, you read the fourth answer, please.
Teacher, it is a bunch of flowers.
Yes, Malini gave her mother a bunch of flowers. Next, Pansindu will read the fifth answer with you. Yes, Pansindu.
The band of musicians played very well at the concert. The band of musicians played very well at the concert.
Yes, you're right. Sasun, now it's your turn.
The flock of sheep are grazing grass in the field.
Very good. Okay, number 7, Manuka.
The ship has a crew of 100 sailors.
Repeat it, please.
The ship has a crew of 100 sailors.
Very good. Pansindu, number 8 is for you.
Two teams of players are playing cricket match. Two teams of players are playing a cricket match.
Okay, let's give number 9 to Sasun.
I saw a school of dolphins in the sea.
Correct. Manuka, you can give me the answer for number 10.
Mother bought a comb of bananas.
All right. Pansindu, you are the next.
A swarm of bees attacked the children. A swarm of bees attacked the children.
Yes. The last one is for you, Sasun.
My father has a brood of chicken in the farm.
All right, children. What about the number of correct answers, children?
We've got all the answers correct.
Very good, students. It means you all know about collective nouns well. Today also, before saying goodbye to you, I'd like to present today's thought. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. This is a timely, important advice to all of us. ලෙඩක් වැළඳීමෙන් පසු ප්‍රතිකාර ගැනීමට වඩා එයින් වැළකී සිටීම වඩා හොඳයි. ලෙඩක් වැළඳීමෙන් පසු ප්‍රතිකාර ගැනීමට වඩා එයින් වැළකී සිටීම වඩා හොඳයි. Prevention is better than cure. Let's meet again with the lesson biographies. Until then, you all stay safe. Goodbye, children.
Goodbye, friends.
අද විෂය කරුණු සාකච්ඡා කළේ අනුරාධපුර සංගිලි කනදරාව මහාවිද්‍යාලයේ දුලානිද සිල්වා ගුරුතුමිය සහ අනුරාධපුර ශාන්ත ජෝෂප් විද්‍යාලයේ සඳමාලි ඉලංගකෝන් ගුරුතුමිය.